Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Producer Porkchop, he's kind of new on the show, but he's a good guy so far from what I've seen. Alex, anything you would say about him besides his bad breath?
Well, and he also wears diapers or used to.
You know, I mean, I can look past that stuff. It is weird.
I did that once, and that was because I chafe.
All right. Well, yesterday, you can't judge us because we get up so early in the morning. We went out for drinks at around 1 o'clock yesterday. We grabbed some food, too, but we were drinking around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And he's like, hang on a second. I'm like, okay, do your thing. I'll just sit at the bar by myself. And then he comes back, but he's still on the phone, and you weren't talking to somebody on the phone. You were FaceTiming, which I think is kind of rude when people do that. But the thing is, Alex, I don't think he was FaceTiming with a person.
What do you mean? Who are you FaceTiming?
I was not FaceTiming with a person. I was FaceTiming with my cat.
Okay. Nope. I'm out.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Producer Porkchop's going to try to justify this, but I don't know anybody personally, and I love my dogs, Benny and Paddington, but people that actually FaceTime with their animals. Do you do that?
Well, I had to.
Okay, hold on. He had to. This is good. Why'd you have to?
Because, as you know, I just moved. I'm kind of a new producer here for the Joe and Alex Show. It's been 3 weeks. And back home where I lived, my cats are still there.
Who's watching them?
Chase's mom, my boyfriend, his mom goes and feeds them every 2 days.
Every 2 days? Are your cats starving to death?
No, because that's fine.
She
puts three bowls, and they're good.
One for their food, one for their drink, and one for their catnip.
Uh-huh.
But she said she noticed that my one cat, Tony, he hides. And she thinks he's really sad. She thinks he's not eating and he's sad that he misses me.
Yeah, well, you've pretty much abandoned him.
Well, I had no other choice. I mean...
But FaceTime doesn't work. Cats don't understand FaceTime.
Yeah, what were you doing? How are you communicating with your cat, Tony, which sounds like a... Okay, anyways, how are you communicating?
Well, he looks like a tiger. That's why he's Tony the Tiger. So I just was calling his name. I said, Tony. Hey, Tony. No, he loves me, though. He really loves me, and I think he misses me.
So did he respond to the FaceTime? He came up to the phone?
He's really skittish, so he hides under the sink, and his head poked out from the sink for a minute, but then he saw Chase's mom and ran away.
See, it didn't work. When are you planning to go get him?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, gosh.
is that my Tony? Are you trying to FaceTime me?
Just a couple of kittens, a night on the town.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who's this?
I'm Carly.
Hey, Carly. Do you do what our producer Porkchop does and you FaceTime a cat or a dog?
Well, I have two cats and they're my babies. And when I am out of town, my mom does hold the phone up so I can make sure they're alive and well and being treated good.
What are their names?
I have one named Sushi and one named Bugatti.
That's great.
But it does work, right? Because you don't understand. I feel absolutely terrible. Every night when I go to bed, I just imagine them curling up on the couch, just sleeping and, missing me. And I feel absolutely terrible. And, this goes to show your animals really do love you,
Oh.
Yes, and even if they can't look at you, they hear my voice, and so they know I'm there.
I literally have this, gut-wrenching feeling in my stomach. I feel so bad. Actually, I gotta go. I gotta take the 5-hour drive and go get him. I'll see you guys. Oh, I should leave a radio on in the house.
Then he can listen to you.
Yeah.
Oh, you should do that. Have Chase's mom, your boyfriend's mom, put a radio on or an app or an Amazon Alexa or something like that.
Yeah, and then I can talk to him. You just gotta let me talk to him.
Tell Alexa to put on Radio Now.
Yeah, Alexa. I have Alexa.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, good. So the government's listening in on you also.
They know all your cat escapades.
Yeah, exactly. The government knows everything that Tony's been going through.
Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Kimber.
Kimber.
Please
Kimber.
Don't berate me. Please don't berate
she
me.
Because sounds...
I feel terrible.
No, anyone named Kimber owns cats.
I do own cats.
Uh-huh.
My daughter loves my cats, and she's 4, and she FaceTimes them every time she spends the night with Grandma and Grandpa.
Well, yeah, she's 4.
And it works, right?
It works. I mean, they miss her, but sometimes they get really annoying, and I feel like they're going to attack her, but...
The cats get annoying on the FaceTime?
No, like my daughter annoys my cats. So my cats, I can just look at them and I see that they're really annoyed. Like, okay.
I just got a great idea. I'm going to, you know, FaceTime them again today, but I'm going to screen record. You know how you could, like, screen capture?
Yes.
And I'm going to show you so you can see that my cat loves me.
Okay, good.
And misses
me. Put it on Instagram, @JoeAndAlexShow, so we can all see.
I will.
Because that's the kind of content we're all dying to see today.
But I want to see how they react. I want to see if it actually looks like they care or are interested.
They care so much.
Of course they do. Well, I'm glad to hear you guys had your connection. I was eating and drinking. I'm like, what the hell is that? It's @JoeAndAlexShow if you want to follow us and check back for that producer pork chop video.